This week, to confess our faith in the Word of God, we're going to continue in our look at the Providence Church's statement of faith, the summary statement of faith. As the introduction to the statement says, this statement of faith represents the doctrinal outline of Providence Church. In the last 3 weeks, we've looked at the first three sections, which had to do with God, the sovereignty of God, and the Bible. This week, we'll look at the fourth section on mankind. Regarding mankind, our statement says, God created all mankind, male and female, in His image, to have fellowship with Him, and to glorify and serve Him by worshiping Him as He commands, taking dominion over the earth, and demonstrating His holy character. There are only two genders, male and female, and they are fixed and immutable. God ordained marriage to be between only one man and one woman for the mutual help of the husband and wife, for the increase of mankind with a legitimate issue, and of the church with a holy seed, and for preventing uncleanness. Marriage is to reflect the relationship between Jesus Christ and His church. All sexual relations outside marriage are sin prohibited by God. So anthropology is the study of man, is it not? But Scripture tells us who man really is. Scripture says that God created man, male and female, in His own image. Genesis 1:27-28 says, So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's who man is. Scripture tells us God made man for worship and for fellowship with Him. God says in Exodus, I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. And Jesus says in John, All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. As you see in Genesis' description of God's creation of man, He made exclusively two genders, male and female. Recent scientific studies have shown that when God authored the genetic code of life, the DNA code of life, He used two X chromosomes for females and an X and Y chromosome for males. No amount of surgical disfigurement, artificial hormones, clothing, or cosmetics is going to change that fact. God-given gender is fixed. Gender dysphoria is a psychological condition which usually passes with time. Efforts to change gender mock God, and like all efforts to mock God, can lead to serious harm. Scripture says that God created marriage for one man and one woman. Genesis 2:18 says, And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Jesus says in Matthew 19, Have you not read that He who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to a wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate. Scripture says marriage is to reflect Christ and His bride, the church. Ephesians chapter 5 says, Husbands, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for her. And wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Scripture is clear that all sexual relations outside marriage are sin prohibited by God. 1 Corinthians 7:2 says, Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 says, Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, and some other sins will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Brothers, we worship a good God who has graciously told us who we are. Lord, Help us honor you and obey you and thank you in all that we do. Lord, let us never turn our faith from your revealed word. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.